We are in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz, and we will be learning Sifches. Lo Ya'aneh, he should not answer. Omein Chatufa, he should not answer an Omein that is grabbed. Dahainu, Ki Ilu Ha'alef Nekuda B'chatef, as if the Aleph of Omein has a Shva under it instead of a Komatz. Shouldn't say Omein. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the same goes for every other letter that you could possibly turn that aleph, for every other vowel you could possibly use for that letter aleph. V'chein shelo yachto fiyemayer lanos oso kodem shiyasayim hamavarech. Another case of amen chatufa is that you didn't bother listening to the end of the bracha. You're already saying amen before the person making the bracha finishes. So you have to make sure that you wait until you hear the very last word that he is saying, that you're answering amen to. Further, v'chein lo yamne amen kitufa, dahainu shemachaser kriyas hanun. You should not have an amen where the end is chopped off, and that is, you leave out the nun at the end, amen. V'einu motziya befesh et heini keres. You do not pronounce that nun clearly. Says the Rama, gam lo yafsik be'emtza hamila. You don't stop in the middle of it. It's not amen, but it's one word amen. V'lo yane amen yisoma. An orphaned amen should also not be answered. What is that? So the Machaber Shita is, dahainu shu chayiv bebracha achas. You are chayiv to hear a certain bracha. V'shatz mevarech osa. The shliach tzibur is being motzi you in a certain bracha. V'zeina shoma. And you didn't hear what the shliach tzibur said. Even though you know exactly what bracha it is that he made, and that's the bracha you need. Since you didn't hear it, you should not answer amen to it. Because that is considered an amen yisoma. So that the Machaber Shita is that we are dealing with a bracha that you're trying to be yotza with. You didn't hear the bracha. You know what the bracha is. By answering amen, that's an amen yisoma. Now, obviously, you weren't yotza the bracha either because you didn't hear it. However, since you wanted to be yotza it and you answer amen, so Chazal said that it's usur to answer onto that. In other words, not only is the halacha that if you don't hear a bracha, you can't be yotza with it, but the halacha is that since you wanted to be yotza with it to begin with, you cannot change your mind now and simply answer amen. Hagol, the Yesh Machmirim, the Afilu Eino Mechuyev Ba'osa Bracha Lo Yane Amen Imeni Yodea Beza Bracha Koishatz. The Zenami Mikri Amen Yisoma. The Ramaz Shita is that even if you're not trying to be Yotza with the Bracha, if however you don't know which Bracha this is, then it's considered an Amen Yisoma if you answer it. Now, according to the Machaber, what happens if you know what bracha it is and you're not chayiv in that bracha? It would not be an amen yisoma. But according to the Ramah, even if you're not trying to be yotza, so long as you don't know what bracha it is, you cannot answer amen. Now, first of all, with regard to Chazaras Hashatz, so the Mishnah Berurah says that one should certainly not answer. If he didn't hear the bracha lechatchila, meaning a person should not put himself in a matzav where he's going to have to answer if he didn't hear the bracha. He should really listen to all of Chazaras Hashatz, because on a certain level the shatz is being motzias. Although we already daven Shmone Esrei, he's not literally being motzias with Shmone Esrei. However, since this is a tefillah that is set up for the tzibur, he is fulfilling our requirement of being motzias with Chazaras Hashatz. Therefore, lechatchila, you should make sure to hear it. Bidiyevet, if you did not hear it, you should still answer amen. And here we're talking about where you know what bracha you're answering amen to. If you don't know what bracha you're answering amen to, so the Ramah Shid is, even if you're not being yotzi, you shouldn't be answering. Further, v'lo yamtin imanias amen elamiyat shekol habracha yana amen. The Ramah now adds that another case of an amen yisoma is that you answer too late. You know what bracha it is, you heard the bracha that it is, but answering too late is also considered an amen yisoma. What is the shir? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the toch kidei dibur, which some hold would be 3 words, others would hold the amount of time that it says that it would take to say 4 words. So the halachi is that toch kidei dibur you can answer amen, after kidei dibur you cannot answer amen. Whereas in a tzibur, the halacha is that so long as the tzibur is still answering, then you're allowed to answer amen. So long as there's still somebody who's part of the tzibur answering, you're allowed to answer amen. The Mishtabura brings something down that's very important, and that is in the case of Kaddish, where it says v'imru amen after damiram bi'alma. So let's say the shliach tzibur, especially in Yamim Neroim, says damiram bi'alma, and then the kohol is singing some nigin, and then he says v'imru amen. The amen is not to the v'imru amen. The amen is going back on the damiram bi'alma and everything that preceded it. Therefore, if the shliach tzibur is marech, everyone should really be answering amen before the v'imru amen, or at least change the nigin and sing before you get to damiram bi'alma. But if you say, if he finished Damir Bi'alma and he's singing for a very long time, then really the answering should be before the Imru Amen, according to the Mishnah Brura. That is there in Kaddish. In all other brachas, you really have to hear the entire word. Now, with regard to the Tzibur, the halacha is that so long as the Tzibur is answering, you could still answer Amen with them. That's only when Rov of the Tzibur is answering. So that if you have a stray person that's still answering, and then you come in, you can't answer with him. This we're going to see, these are Dvarim Mefurashim that we'll see in a later sif. Further says the Mechaber, V'lo yana amen ketsara, you should not do a quick amen, el aruko ktsas, it should be a bit long. How long should it be? Kedei sheyuchal lomer keil melech ne'eman, the amount of time that it takes to say keil melech ne'eman, which the Rashi Tevis of our amen. V'lo yarech ba yosur midai, you should also not make it too long. L'fi she'en kriyas hateva nishmas k'shemarech yosur midai, because you distort the pronunciation of the name when you have it take too long. What's the reason that you can't say it too quickly? Because it looks like a burden that you're trying to get rid of. Oh, I want to get this amen or with very quickly. Whereas making it longer would not be wrong in theory. The only problem is that practically it will distort the pronunciation of the amen.